This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Are we in a recession? As you battle higher prices, we'll get a new look this morning at how the economy is doing. The AP's Donna Warder.
Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that when the Commerce Department releases figures this morning, the gross domestic product will show an annual growth rate of 2% on average for the third quarter. That would reverse annual declines of 1.6% from January through March and 0.6% from April through June. Consecutive quarters of declining economic output are one informal definition of a recession, but most economists believe the economy has so far skirted a recession, noting the still resilient job market and steady spending by consumers. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Biden says he's trying to cut costs for Americans by targeting fees you get charged for some things. The AP's Sagar Magani.
His administration's pushing to crack down on junk fees banks and other companies charge, things like overdraft and bad check fees.
Surprise charges that companies sneak into bills because they can.
And by targeting them.
These steps will immediately start saving Americans collectively billions of dollars in unfair fees.
He says the next steps will target fees charged by airlines and resorts and concert ticket processing fees. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Less than 2 weeks now till midterm election day. Since the start of this year, more than 100 lawsuits have been filed, calling into question mail-in voting rules, voter access, voting machines, and other issues. The lawsuits filed largely by Republicans. It's the most litigation ever before an election. Nobody won the $700 million Powerball jackpot last night. The big prize for the next drawing will be about $800 million. This is AP News. Now to the Harvey Weinstein trial in Los Angeles.
A tough day on the witness stand for the first accuser in the Harvey Weinstein rape trial in Los Angeles. The previous 2 days, Jane Doe 1 got to tell the jury her side of the story, but bit by bit, that account was picked apart by an attorney for Harvey Weinstein. The main thrust of the cross-examination, there is no forensic evidence that proves the movie mogul raped her in 2013. Asked Weinstein attorney Alan Jackson, are there photos? No. Documentation of injuries? No. A rape kit? No. Video? No, but this time the accuser added, you think somebody after rape makes a video? The defense is seeking to convince the jury that the claims by Jane Doe 1 were all made up. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Ford is getting out of Argo AI, the autonomous vehicle company it owns jointly with Volkswagen. It says it just doesn't see a profit there. It'll focus now on driver assist systems. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.